Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. We start off this week with the music of The Owls, new music, All Those in Favor. Jeff, all those in favor of thinking that The Owls have listened to Penny Lane about 100,000 times, raise their hand.
How much more Vita left can you get? I'll bet you The Owls could give Oasis a run for their money, huh, Rick?
Well, this gives me ideas where maybe we should do an entire program of Beatlesque music. We are going to hear from one of the ex-Beatles later in this show, but that's a fine way to start off.
Yes, and The Owls, in case anybody's interested, this is new music from a record called Daughters and Sons, and that would be Sons, S-U-N-S, and they're from Minneapolis. They portion from Minneapolis.
Well, we haven't heard too much in the way of Minneapolis bands on this underground podcast in the past. We do like those upper Midwest bands. We certainly love our Canadian bands and Canadians coming up in the show, too, so stay tuned for that.
You can never play too many Canadians on Ivory Towers Radio, Rick, as long as they really are from Canada.
Well, longtime listeners know that's a big point, but longtime listeners know we also play a lot of new wave, and I think we're going there right now.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Thank you.
Teenage Head, Picture My Face, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about music. Teenage Head, a Canadian punk new wave band here on Jeff's New Wave. And Rick, that's from 1978, their debut single. And since we've already played The Undertones, who were called the Irish Ramones, I thought today we'd play Teenage Head, called the Canadian Ramones.
We got to get our Canadian bands in there, and more Canadians are coming later. For those who are interested in Canadian music, we are the stop for Canadian music, and we don't have to do anything with Canadian content laws.
No, we don't. In fact, we should maybe just tease the listeners a little bit that there'll be some Canadian content that they'll really get a kick out of. And Rick, just a quick note: Teenage Head, the name of the band. I'm sure you remember the Flamin' Groovies, don't you?
I do remember the Flamin' Groovies, yes.
Well, of course, one of their songs was called Teenage Head.
Well, we can only wonder about the various different interpretations of that band name or even the song. So maybe we'll have to bring that groovy song in to make sure exactly what we're talking about there.
That'll give us something to look forward to.
Well, I'm not sure we want to go into the origins of that name any farther than we have at this point. But we do get into the origins of music quite a bit on the Underground Podcast on Ivory Towers Radio, and we also do it on the Ivory Towers blog. And you can join us on the Ivory Towers blog if you're interested in more discussions about culture, music, politics, lots of politics on the blog. This week, Jeff, you've got a great piece on the blog telling us what all this means about Iowa, and for those who are not in Canada, for those who are listeners south of the Canadian border, lots of things going on in the U.S. politically in Iowa and New Hampshire, and you've got a great piece on the blog this week about that.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to think that I did my bit, and in fact, as the owls say, all those in favor.
Yes, indeed. All those in favor. And if you are in favor of reading our blog, you can find us at http://ivorytowers, and that's all one word with a Z or a Z at the end, .blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Every time you up and gone, need me up and gone for as long as you can. Lonesome wind has come again, and he will ride that lonesome train and so. Back, she'll be at his back, and she'll grind bones. He left you all alone. The U.S. up and gone forever. I'll he make no turn him in to my best friend. Waited all alone, waiting for the telephone. The U.S. Always know it's no secret that he's never coming home, 'cause we were up and gone forever. All we know, every time you up and gone, he'd be up and gone for as long as he can. Thank you.
It's a dark road and a dark way that leads to my house, and the word says you're never gonna find me there. Oh no, I've got an open door, it didn't get there by itself, it didn't get there by itself. There's a feeling that you're not feeling it at all, there's a meaning but you're not listening.
Attention, I threw it all away with Some kind of trouble. What started so innocently turned to sin. I can't get out, I am too deep. Too deep. Too deep.
There's a set of music that seems perfect for the slate gray skies that meet us here in mid-January. That song, Carrie Noble, Bartender, She's Crying Her Heart Out. And you just hear it. We started off with similar song, Cat Power, with Up and Gone. Cat Power, otherwise known as Sean Marshall, from that's the new release from an upcoming LP that will be coming out in 2008, and In the Middle, Annie Lennox, Dark Road. That set certainly leads us down a dark road, doesn't it, Jeff?
It does. It does. Cat Power, of course, a real favorite here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And Rick, I want to make a plug for Carrie Noble. That's from her only album so far in 2004, a record called Fearless. And I really like that a lot. I really like a couple of other songs I've heard a lot, and hopefully someone will let her make another record.
Well, we hope so. And certainly here on the Underground Podcast, we are known for playing music, songs, and combinations of songs that you're probably not going to find on commercial over-the-air radio. And that's why we hope our audience comes each week to hear new music, old music, and interesting music surprises.
And now I think we may have some new interesting music surprises, huh?
Well, we do have lots of surprises in this show. And as we said at the beginning of the show, we said that the Owls, who started us off, were sort of in a Beatles motif. So why not hear from one of the Fab Four?
I was a sailor first, I sailed the sea. Then I got a job in a factory. Played Buckland's Camp with my friend Rory. It was good for him, it was great for me. Liverpool, I left you, said goodbye to Madryn Street. I always followed my heart, and I never missed a beat. Destiny was calling, I just couldn't stick around. Liverpool, I left you, but I never let you down. Went to Hamburg, the red lights were on, with George and Paul and my friend John. rocked all night. We all looked up. We didn't have much, but we had enough. Liverpool, I left you. Said goodbye to Madrid Street. I always followed my heart, and I never missed a beat. Destiny was calling. I just couldn't stay. Liverpool, I left you, but I never let you down. In the USA, when we played Shea, we were number one. Man, it was fun. When I look back, it sure was cool for those four boys from Liverpool. Liverpool, I left you. Said goodbye to Admiral Rowe. I always followed my heart, so I took it on the road. Destiny was calling. Just couldn't stick around. Liverpool, I left you, but I never let you down. La la la.
my baby doll. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't make my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll.
Let's rock! She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, more, more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't make my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby. My baby, my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Gene Vincent, Bebopalula, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Rick, we've been remiss. I do not believe we have played any Gene Vincent before this, one of the all-time great rockabilly. Started off that set with Ringo Starr, brand new music, not even released yet, Liverpool 8. And I will note that the Beatles did listen to a little Gene Vincent during their youth. And in the middle, Rosie Flores, a song called Rock Your Baby, off 1995's Rockabilly Philly, and singing harmony with Rosie on that, the queen of rockabilly, Wanda Jones. And Rick, I just want to make one point. There was some pretty nifty lead guitar there on Bebopalula, credit of a fellow named Cliff Gallup. And if I'm not mistaken, the fellow playing lead guitar on Rock Your Baby was the great Albert Lee.
Albert Lee, another Ivory Towers radio favorite. And I think you also have some music that you wanted to play this week.
Can I get in a rant here?
A little rant is always due on Ivory Towers radio.
Well, what I really wanted to play was the brand new, or reasonably brand new, Wanda Jackson record. And of course, it's not available. It's not available because of the Recording Industry Association of America. Who is evil? Okay, I got that out of my system. What'd you think of Ringo's new song?
Interesting new song. I think I'm going to have to hear it a few more times before I decide thumbs up or thumbs down. But Ringo reflecting on the past, and I think it's okay to have the sort of autobiographical piece. Obviously, he had a lot to say about the lyrics. As we know, Ringo doesn't always write his songs, but I think he had a big hand in that one.
And of all the Beatles, he's about the last one you thought would have gotten philosophical, huh?
Well, he may be, as we've said before, the Beatle that seemed to work it all out right. So, you know, my hat's off to him. He's found peace in his post-Beatles days, and actually arguably the one who was peaceful all the way through all the other tumult, too. So I have a question for you, though, and I know we always get into trouble when I ask questions that I don't know the answers to, but legitimately, one of the things I think that people sometimes like about our show is that we're sincere about what we talk about. And that Gene Vincent song, did not the King, Elvis Presley, also cut a version of that?
You know, actually, I don't know the answer to that. It's interesting because Gene Vincent came out with Bebopalula, the way it's arranged with the harmonies, with the echo. when it was first released, a lot of radio station listeners thought that was Elvis singing the song, so maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Perhaps so, perhaps so. Well, we have a new addition to our sound this particular year, 2008, and so a listener advisory, more music coming up after this cross-promotional announcement.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivory towers with a z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivory towers radio. That's towers with a z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Change. Baptist preacher. So I won't have to wait. You know, one deacon jumped up and he began to grin. Again. You know, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. Yeah, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. Corn liquor's going out. Another deal. He says, sister, why don't you hush?
Alabama bar. to stand up and speak the truth. Stand up,
stand up
and speak the truth.
And speak the truth.
We the people have the power to change all corruption. If we would only come together,
come together
and speak the truth.
And speak the truth.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
and speak the truth,
and speak the truth.
Put my life on the line.
I put my life on the line
to try to stop.
To try to stop
this awful crime.
This awful crime.
But we the people,
but we the people
have the power.
Have the power
to stop all,
stop all
corruption.
Corruption.
If we would only,
if we would only
come together,
come together
and speak the truth.
And speak the truth.
You can hear me saying,
yeah.
Stand up,
yeah.
Stand up,
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 and speak the truth.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's from a live album from 2000 called Freedom Creek, and I've actually, Rick, been fortunate enough to see Willie King play at Freedom Creek. It's an empty lot in the middle of nowhere, and it's pretty impressive. And by the way, that was 70 years of the blues right there. We started out with Robert Johnson, Hellhound on My Trail from 1936, and in the middle, Son House, Preaching the Blues from 1930. And I don't know that I've ever heard anybody play a National Steel quite like Son House plays it on that. Have you, Rick?
It's something else. That's a great set of music. Stand up and speak the truth. If we didn't have other slogans for that, for our show, for the Underground Podcast, that would be it for me. I have a question for you about this set, which is this set subconsciously also about politics? Because that Preaching Blues is in the middle, Sunhouse, and listen to that song. I don't know why, but this image of Mike Huckabee just kept dancing in my head.
I don't know that it was so much about Mike Huckabee, but we haven't had a musicology lesson here on Ivory Towers Radio in a while. But I thought when you play the blues, it's always time to slide one in. There are a couple of things on that. Obviously, the politics, but I also wanted in this to show how important religious music was to the blues. And if you start with the blues and work your way up to rock and roll, that there's a whole lot of religion in rock and roll that the people who don't like popular music don't get and don't understand. Hellhound on My Trail, the Robert Johnson song, that's actually a very common theme that you'll hear a preacher in an African-American church in the Delta say, and I've actually heard the phrase used in the last couple of years. Sunhouse, of course, has no use for the Baptist church in Preaching Blues. And Willie King is the same sort of gospel arrangement there on Stand Up and Speak the Truth. And, Rick, isn't that what you're supposed to do in church, stand up, speak the truth?
Well, we're supposed to do that not just in church but in life. And certainly this show, our show, is a beacon of that particular ethic. We don't just stand up and speak the truth in between the songs, but I think the songs speak a bit for us too. Time to move on. We promise some special music from Canada coming up right now.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Okay, we will.
Jimmy McCracklin tune done by the Bachman Cummings Band. And if you don't know those names, then you just don't know Canadian music, because that's Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings, who, after all these years, founding members of the Guess Who, they came back together again, and that is their second release, album called Jukebox, which has, as what is very popular these days, it's an album of covers, but they're supposed to be out with their third album, which is supposed to have new music sometime later this year in 2008.
Well, Rick, I have three questions to ask you.
If there are three, I'm likely to maybe get one right.
Well, these are kind of hypothetical questions, kind of rhetorical questions, which is, does anybody remember the Guess Who in the record business?
No.
Why would anybody give the founding members of the Guess Who in this day and age, and this is not a comment on the quality of the music, I actually like that song, why would anybody in the record business give the founding members of the Guess Who a recording contract? And finally, number three, Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings, do you think they laughed the entire way through this record?
Well, the reviewers certainly thought so, because it got horrible reviews, but I listened to pieces of it, and I actually thought the reviewers are much tougher on it than what it was meant to be. I mean, by their own admission, these guys do limited tours and generally don't even tour outside of Canada. They're more or less semi-retired these days, but they like to play rock and roll, and these two actually do make good music together. There was a 7 or 8 year period where they weren't speaking with each other. We were playing the Canadian Ramones earlier. Well, Canadians would tell you the Guess Who were their version of the Beatles. They were huge north of the border, and they actually had a ton of hits down in this part of the world too.
Yeah.
And I can still remember the Guess Who concert that I went to in St. Louis many moons ago, and had fifth row seats, and they just knocked me over. Just a great band. But who's allowing them to do this? Well, I'm guessing that they cut this for fun, and the label that put it out, those are saleable names north of the border. And as we have already mentioned, the Canadian content laws, well, that may be part of it too. But I think it's fun, and that's what rock and roll is supposed to be about. That's what we talk about a lot on this show, and so why not?
All right, now, for maybe our younger listeners, the Guess Who's big couple of hits.
Well, they've been redone by some folks, and not so well. American Woman, top of the list for me. What's your favorite Guess Who song?
Oh, I know. American Woman is the one I was thinking of. That's you can't be too much more bitter about the United States than with that song, can you?
It's a great song. Lenny Kravitz tried to cover it a couple of years back, and I like Lenny Kravitz, but I don't think he did a great job with it. I think the Guess Who has several best of albums and just about every cut on them. Actually, I like a Guess Who album that's post Bachman called Road Food, which is also one that had some minor FM hits, and just an interesting band. Not a lot of pretense, just straight out there, good hooks. We like those hooks.
And that's what we love on Ivory Towers Radio.
But now, no hooks, time for our weekly public service announcement.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
They ran through hills and forests as two under a spell. He was city boy Floyd the Outlaw, and she thought she knew him well. Long after that great summer, when she first came into her fame, and the Avenger from Oklahoma
was added to her name. The Avenger she became.
I'm not so- That Cuban girl that brought me low. She had that skin so fine, red lips rose like now. Her mouth was wide and sweet as well. But now in endless hours I'm dreaming up her smell. I feel as if I am looking at the world. One day soon, and when it comes, I'll ride bound from night to noon. And I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And aimless days, uncool. Painless face, blacked out thoughts to be rejecting. Lonely, and the only way to beat is to bat it down. And the only way to beat is to bat it down. And the only way to beat is to bat it down. Beat it lonely, and the only way to beat is to bat it down. And the only way to beat is to bat it down. And the only way to beat is to bat it down. And the only way to beat is to. Let's get down to business now. I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of the well. I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of the well. Beat it lonely, and the only way to beat is to bat it down. And the only way to beat is to bat it down. And the only way to beat is to bat it down.
Well, if there ever was music from a rock and roll law firm, that set would be the sound of Daughtry, Dowdy, and Daughtry. We started off with Roger Daughtry, Avenging Annie. In the middle, Daughtry the band, but really the vehicle for Chris Daughtry, There and Back Again. And in the and ending us up, Mike Dowdy with Looking at the World from the Bottom of a Well. And I think after trying to say all those D's, Jeff, I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well.
You know, Rick, sometimes you talk about actors who their looks never seem to change when they're 25, 35, 45, 55. I don't know how Roger Daughtry has done it, but he sounds just as good today as he did, gosh, 40 years ago.
Well, Avenging Annie is not a new song. That's off of... off of a Daughtry solo record from sometime in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Ride a Rock Horse. But he still looks fabulous, as somebody would say on Saturday Night Live. Or they used to say on Saturday Night Live, maybe about the same time that song came out.
Oh, gosh. Now we are dating ourselves, huh? All right. Hey, listen, if you want to hear me make another mistake, you can send it to request.
Well, indeed, and one of those songs, the Daughtry, Chris Daughtry song, that There and Back Again, that was a request this week. So please, Jeff, tell us how folks can make requests, because we actually have many requests lined up in the queue, and we'll be playing the ones we have for weeks, but we still want more. We're greedy. We want to serve the audience.
We do. You can send us an email to ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio@att.net. Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, @att.net.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Never ever standing still. Insane.
Never Ending Hill. That's the music of King Diamond on the Metal Shop this week. Jeff, that is 2007 Grammy-nominated heavy metal music for you. Special music for you, because you always forget that there is a heavy metal category in the Grammys.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, Rick. Will you let us know who wins the Grammy for heavy metal?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to be playing Grammy-nominated metal music all the way up until the Grammys. But, because actually, much like some of the music you wanted on this week, I had trouble getting the music that I wanted on this week, too. And we've already had one RIAA rant, so that's probably all that we can get in. But I will say, I will let folks know, as I did last year. And last year, you may recall, we even talked about the very first time that there was a metal category on the Grammys, and you actually did admit that you remembered that it was given to Jethro Tull instead of Metallica.
Remember that, and I'm still upset about that.
As Metallica are, so the next time they call us with a request for maybe some Harptalica or some other metal music, we can get them together with you and maybe share a beer or two.
That sounds like a plan.
That is a plan, and our plan is done for this week. So thank you, as always, Jeff. A big tip of the hat your way down to Dallas.
Tip of the hat back to you in D.C.
And thanks to our listeners for joining us. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel, I'm Rick Rockwell. Please join us again next time.